This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We're monitoring also the Pacific-wide trade negotiations that went on through the weekend in Atlanta. A news conference on the sweeping and controversial potential treaty is set for this morning. Crude oil is in the $46 a barrel range right now. 16 months ago, it was nearly triple that. Companies barreled into hydraulic fracturing or fracking to pull out that fuel. But now many are going bankrupt, as Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
There were a large number of new companies in the fracking business in the last 4 or 5 years. Industry analyst James West of Evercore says those recent entrants are now finding it hard to survive.
Oh, these are very small, and they were building out their fleet. Now they're finding there's no work out there, and so they're having to close the doors.
And they're taking a lot of jobs with them. In the oil industry, job losses have totaled more than 80,000 since this time last year in places like West Texas and North Dakota and parts of Oklahoma and Kansas. Even large companies such as the oil field services giant Halliburton have cut workers.
These are primarily lower skilled jobs, you know, on a frack crew carrying around cement and fluids and running the pumps.
These jobs can come back, says oil industry consultant Coldwell Bailey of IHS.
We're looking at a situation that people have been in before. The industry has found ways to continue to exist and be ready for the turnaround when it comes.
Bailey predicts that turnaround will take another year. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.